State Senator Sheila Harsdorff says Wisconsin has nearly $100 million invested in companies that do business with the Sudanese government, which may be helping to fund millions of killings in Darfur.
These companies are providing the government of Sudan with the revenue they need to conduct their expensive genocide.
Harsdorff and State Representative Fred Kessler are introducing legislation that requires the state to divest its interests in those companies. Kessler says the proposal shouldn't hurt the state's investments.
I think that we have limited this bill in such a way that the impact is going to be very focused and fixed.
Sudanese refugee August Maillet attended a Capitol press conference Wednesday announcing the bill. The UW-Madison student fled the country in 1989 at the age of 7.
10 months ago, I was able to get in touch with my brother. However, both of my parents were already dead. More than 20 family members died, and they were killed by either direct violence or malnutrition or thirst or things to do with the war in general.
Most of the investments targeted in the bill are tied to the state pension fund. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.